Two presidential candidates are trying to construct different stories, stories of how they will win their party's nomination. Senator Barack Obama has won every Democratic primary and caucus since Super Tuesday. He's expecting even more momentum from Wisconsin and Hawaii in the coming days. So now, Senator Hillary Clinton is trying to find a way to the White House, even if she goes almost a month with no wins at all. NPR's Mara Liasson reports on Clinton's road ahead.
Yesterday, Hillary Clinton described her recent losses as just another speed bump in a long, winding road of a campaign.
You know, this is a long journey to the nomination. Some weeks, one of us is up and the other's down, and then we reverse it.
But what if this is not just the normal seesawing of a competitive campaign? What if a different dynamic is beginning to build? Asks Democratic strategist Jeff Garin.
If I were in the Clinton camp, I would be worried that the energy that Barack Obama is building up now will overwhelm the demographics that previously had kept anybody from building up any real momentum. And the Clinton campaign needs to be developing that kind of emotional energy itself.
Yesterday, on a conference call, Clinton campaign strategist Mark Penn was focusing on Ohio and Texas and ignoring the primaries that come before them.
We expect change to begin March 4th. We start off there, I think, with both the time that we have to run a campaign and voters who believe, as Senator Clinton does, that she is in the solutions business and that that is a sharp contrast to an opponent who is in the promise business.
Penn pointed to what he called the favorable groups for Clinton in the March 4th contests. As many as 40% of Texas Democrats could be Latino. In Ohio, a middle class hit hard by the economic downturn. But the big story of this week's primaries was the progress Obama is making with the voters in Clinton's coalition. He did better with older voters and with white voters making less than $50,000 a year. Pollster Celinda Lake says there is still one bedrock group for Clinton that Obama hasn't reached yet.
White women and downscale women and older women have been her real firewall, and they make up a huge proportion of Democratic primary electorates and are particularly a big proportion of the primary electorates in Ohio and Texas. She has also been very identified with understanding their lives, with being tough, with having shared some common experiences. So it will be a real competition for those women.
These are pragmatic women, not political romantics. And when it comes to their feelings about Obama and Clinton, for these women, it's no contest.
They love her. They like him a lot, too, but they love her. And they don't want a movement leader. They want a presidential leader.
And if they continue to turn out for her, she could still fight her way back to the lead. But if Obama can make inroads into this central core of her support, she probably can't. Democratic strategist Jim Jordan says although Obama made impressive gains on Tuesday night with voters he hadn't won before, that might not be the beginning of a new trend.
One thing you have to admire about Senator Clinton is her durability or tenacity. There have been a couple other points in this campaign when it looked like he could have put her away in New Hampshire and on Super Tuesday, and she prevented that. She rallied in a race where momentum has shockingly counted for relatively little.
Once seen as the inevitable nominee, Senator Clinton has shaken up her staff, lent her campaign $5 million of her own money, and tried out a number of different messages. But Jordan, who's been through the roller coaster of a presidential campaign himself, says some of the problems she's facing are beyond her control.
Candidates just have to run as who they are, and sometimes the environment is not suitable for who they are.
So when she says, I'm a problem solver, I'm battle scarred, I'm tested.
That is who she is. And in most election years, that's an enormously appealing profile. This election year has been a puzzle to all of us. And traditional qualifications for office, like experience, seem to mean relatively little to Democratic voters. They're looking for something larger. They're looking for inspiration. They're looking for a fundamental break with the politics of the past.
Most analysts agree that Obama doesn't have to win Ohio and Texas, but Clinton does. And she's got to win both of them by big enough margins in pledged delegates to prevent the unpledged superdelegates from beginning to surge in Obama's direction. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.